Just a few words about sati, the Pali word for mindfulness or awareness, sometimes translated lucid awareness. There's actually a word cloud of meanings associated with mindfulness that aren't talked about as often in the broader mindfulness movement. So I'll just mention a few of them. For you to feel into in your practice, feel into as this day unfolds for you. So, another meaning of sati is remembering or recollecting, which can be remembering or recollecting, as in collecting the mind and the attention, the heart. To notice conscious recognition, self-possession, wakefulness of mind, alertness, and awareness. As I mentioned, lucid awareness. When mindfulness gets strong, lucid awareness is often what people notice, or a metta-level awareness, awareness of the fact that we're aware. And this is priceless. It allows for all kinds of things to open up, unfold, work themselves out, heal, integrate, progress towards awakening, all of it. But at its most simple level, awareness is the capacity to be here in this moment, and we all have it. It's a being with rather than being preoccupied with that transforms activities, whether it's riding a bike or cooking a meal or washing a dish. And noticing the faculty of awareness itself can help illuminate what arises in awareness, that sensation, that thought, that memory, that emotion, that sound, and help it to simply be more itself. There's no need to be for or against in mindfulness meditation, but just to be with, just to allow. Mindfulness can stay attentive, it receptively gathers information. And when there's kindness or compassion, which is very helpful, it can be like companioning or accompanying experience, the way you would accompany a good friend or a beloved pet. This attentiveness, this receptive gathering of information is kind of like a bird watcher and a bird blind, sitting back and watching what's unfolding without interfering. Or like a naturalist in the field, staying really alert and present. Ah, this plant looks like this. The leaves are like that. The stem is like this. So in this practice, getting interested in the details, a present moment experience allows for closer contact with that experience, which in of itself can be settling, pleasurable. Mindfulness starts to mature when awareness is strong and undiluted. It starts to develop continuity and momentum of its own, even for little tiny bursts at a time. Maybe you've noticed this. Might just be for a few seconds or a few minutes, but that's powerful. That allows for something else to begin to build in the mind and in the heart. A simile from the Buddhist time that I used earlier this week is that awareness, mindful awareness, is like the charioteer helping to steer the chariot. And all of the other faculties of our minds are like the horses pulling the chariot. And the mindfulness knows how to start to get them to pull together in the same direction not be at cross purposes with each other. A little less of this, a little bit more of that. Mindfulness has the reins. Another simile that the Buddha used is that awareness can be like a gatekeeper of an ancient village. Gatekeeper is friendly, observant towards everyone that comes in. Every person, every cat, every horse noticed. No judgments about that. However, there is discernment. And some of what comes in through the gate into the city is the mind or our experience, is routed directly to the palace, the center of government, for attention. And other things maybe are just sort of allowed to amble through and move on through. Move on. And that discernment of noticing what's helpful to your mind and heart, what's helpful to your practice, is a very powerful capacity to start to build. So, something in this morning I want to encourage especially is if you notice feelings of calm, ease, contentment, settledness, to invite them in to your internal culture. That doesn't mean pushing away everything else, but just invite in the ease. Notice it, appreciate it. Because noticing and appreciating helps to increase it. That settling, tranquility, calm helps invite a stability of the mindfulness of mind, calming, abating. Repose is another word. I like repose. It's like lying back, being in repose, resting in the awareness, allowing it. This kind of quality, this calm or tranquility, helps keep contentment present enough to stay in the moment. Because it kind of lessens interest and distraction. If you notice it, be nourished by even the tiniest moment. It becomes more pleasurable to be present here and now than to be distracted there and then, or pulled out to this thing, or that thought, or this thing I need to respond to. Well, not now. Just staying calm in the moment. Appreciating calm also lessens an interest in being involved in an unhelpful way in emotions. It allows emotions just to come. Okay. Calm goes away for a little bit. That's fine. Let the emotion move through the city, the inner culture. And let it be itself, rather than all this for or against or conversation about or this or that, or our minds can make up all kinds of interesting arguments, can't they? And as the interest increases in being in the moment, settling in this moment here, now, more stability, settledness starts to emerge. Samadhi. Samadhi is another foundational factor for developing, deepening meditation. And it's a capacity that's developed by it. So if you're not feeling settled, no need to worry. Just keep practicing. It starts to settle on its own. We don't need to be in charge. Keeping coming back, returning, resting in, allowing. There's the most unfortunate English translation for the word samadhi, in my experience, is concentration. Yeah, see smiles, nods. It's not helpful for the most part. So what does concentration usually connotate? Squinting, bearing down, maybe a little tightness or huffing and puffing or effort. Please don't do that to yourselves today. If you can avoid it. Sometimes you can't avoid it. I get it. But instead, the concentration, if you're going to use that word in your own mind and heart, it's more like juice concentrate. All the extra left out and just the essence, the most potent qualities of the moment instead. There are some other words I would like to introduce instead, other than samadhi, which is kind of a beautiful word, but it can sound kind of rarefied. Intent, to be intent or collected, stable, gathered together, unified, or immersed, to be immersed in the moment. The way it looks or feels for you to be immersed in the moment, to be here, simply collected, is as individual as each of us are, as individual as a field of wildflowers. It doesn't have to look a certain way, and it doesn't have to last long. Just invite it, appreciate the moments of settledness, and allow them. No need to grab on. Settledness actually builds more quickly with relaxation, softness, allowing, invitation. Yeah. I sometimes think of it as like a cat settling into its bed. Those of you who've seen cats, they'll sort of walk around it. And then they'll be in tighter and tighter circles and kind of paw it and walk around it again and maybe sniff it and eventually plop. It's kind of what our minds do sometimes. But if you try to make the cat do that, what happens? Good luck, exactly. Cat's gone. So to be gentle, soft, receptive, allowing, gracious with whatever arises. Your experience. If settledness is there, appreciate it. If not settledness is there and you want it to be there, be kind to the wanting mind. Be compassionate. And notice the quality of what comes in through the gateways of your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, mind, body. Invite what's helpful and onward leading today to be noticed and appreciated more. And just be kind, allow the rest to move through with compassion. So I guess those are kind of instructions for the morning. And we will have a period now of about half an hour of walking meditation. As I mentioned before, those of you at home, please feel free to walk in your own space or right outside your space. The invitation is to take a shorter length of space. So, like in the walking hall here, the short direction, or in your home or your yard or outside here of the center, something that feels about right for a natural pace of walking that helps you stay present. That's the real key. So it's going to differ for different people. Walking really slowly, if you're already calm, can help build settledness and stability in the moment. If you're not really calm, and most of us aren't in daily life, a more natural pace can be good. But in either case, to notice the sensations of walking, maybe in your feet or lower legs, notice the world going by with your eyes. And allow that process to help you stay present. So, thank you. Please enjoy your walk. And Carol will ring a bell at about 10:25 or so to call everyone back to the sit. And Carol, would you mind leading that sit? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your practice.